For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
Hey, on today's show, we are exploring the most important YouTube updates that marketers need to know, including an easy way to reuse your existing YouTube content you already have to give it a longer life. Also, if you do live streams and you get a lot of live viewers, there's an amazing admin tool that is coming out. Also, there's been talk that YouTube subscriber numbers maybe don't matter as much as they used to outside of social proof, but something YouTube is doing makes me think otherwise. And are you using community posts yet? That's that traditional post feed they unlocked that I think sometime last year for all channels, no matter what size you are. And again, this is another signal from YouTube, something I'll tell you about here in a second that makes me think we should all be taking advantage of that if YouTube is part of our marketing plan. So my name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard, host of the Social Media Marketing Show, where we break down all the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you, a production of Social Media Examiner. I'm also a YouTuber myself, grateful to have grown to over 150,000 subscribers, which may or may not matter, which we'll talk about here in just a second.
AI has been a massive disruptive force over the past year. That's why we're excited to announce our brand new show. Introducing AI Explored. It's a weekly show hosted by me, Michael Stelzner. If you want to understand how to put AI to work, this is the show for you. Each week, we'll dive deep into using AI to your advantage. We're talking the practical, tactical stuff that I know you're probably craving. Search for AI Explored on your favorite podcast app and happy listening.
First up, a feature with Shorts. This is an opportunity. Part of this we've had for a while, and that's the ability to basically remix videos into Shorts. And that's a great way, and it always has been, for you to go and be able to take some of your old content and then turn it into new content. Now, of course, you can do it with other people's content as well, but it's really neat that you've been able to do that there. And now the Shorts collab, all of this kind of stuff has fully launched on Android and iOS in the YouTube app. But the other part that is out now is the ability to remix a music video on Shorts. So I'm trying to think what the most recent pop culture music explosion was. It probably wasn't Taylor Swift. It was probably when Beyonce released her most recent songs. So now we can go in and we can take any music video and we can remix it into another piece of content for our brand. Now, as someone who used to work in the radio and music industry, the fact that now in 2024, we can use a Beyonce song in our marketing without paying Beyonce hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in royalties is unbelievable. Like, you know, normally companies would have to pay a lot of money to use their song in a TV commercial or something like that. So if there are big songs that are perfect for your brand or a song that comes out, it's perfect alignment. If you love music, you're kind of on top of this already and you can tie it into your brand. It's a great opportunity. There's four ways that you can do it. One, you can take just the sound from the video and use it in your short. Okay. The next one is collab. So this is where you can create a short alongside of the video. Now, YouTube suggestions is for consumers is that you can dance and do the choreography just at the same time that they do it in the video. I'm not going to be dancing, but I'm sure there are some other things we can come up with that you can do with that. You can also use it green screen style so that the video is in the background to your short. They suggest this is, you know, filming your reaction. But again, you could be showing off your products or your service or, you know, any number of things. And then finally, what they call the cut feature for remixing. And if there's a specific scene in the video that you want to use, you can cut that 5-second clip and add it to your short and use it that way. So really some amazing opportunities to get in front of a lot of new audiences using something that's already happening, that's already being talked about. Because if somebody likes a piece of content or engages with a short that uses that video, it's much more likely they're going to see more that have that same thing. So hopefully not too many. I logged into Shorts a couple weeks ago And I swear, swipe after swipe after swipe, after 30 videos, I think 27 of them use the same three songs. So maybe they're still figuring out some of this stuff. All right. I want to give you a website here in just a second that I think will be very, very helpful to you as a marketer. If you are looking for a better way to improve your marketing, when you join the Social Media Marketing Society, you're going to get training from trusted pros covering everything from AI, of course, to social. We bring in experts from around the world who are top of class, a lot of them the same people that come and speak at Social Media Marketing World. And so if you go and join right now, there are more than 100 high-quality marketing workshops ready for you, and you can get instant access to them on all kinds of topics. But of course, you'll get so much more than that in the Social Media Marketing Society. You're going to get a community of marketers that are many just like you, right, to help guide and support you. So if you've been to Social Media Marketing World, this is sort of the way to connect with those types of people all year long. Every time you are fired up to share a win or feeling stuck and need some help or some motivation, it's all in there. So if you want to learn all about it, here's the website. Just go to socialmediasociety.info, socialmediasociety.info. All right, some other YouTube features that are rolling out. We're going to break all of these down for you here as we continue in the show. First up, if you're part of YouTube Shopping, now either you or people who want to promote you as an affiliate can tag your products in the live streams that they're doing. So we're seeing this on TikTok right now, where live stream shopping is exploding, and YouTube is obviously capitalizing that on that as well, and we can as brands too. So essentially what happens is somebody tags your product in their live stream, or you tag your own product in your live stream, and the shopping button will show up on the screen. So, you know, we always talk about how as marketers, we need to remove as much friction from the buying process as possible. Literally, if somebody has to sometimes click four times instead of three, that will reduce sales, right? So I love that YouTube is giving us these things. All right, if you have tagged products because you are part of YouTube Shopping, if you ever have issues with your products, this is going to be really helpful. They are now showing if your tagged products are not working for some reason. So basically, when you go into video details, you'll see a banner and it'll basically say, hey, here's why your tagged product is not working properly, whether it's quality issues, products under review, products that haven't been approved, products that have accidentally been deleted, anything like that. So basically, the badge will show up. You'll be able to get more information and get that resolved, because obviously, if people are out there trying to tag your products, you want to make sure that they can do that. YouTube Create is YouTube's answer to the CapCut app. It's YouTube's native video editing app that is available on mobile devices, and it's rolled out to a bunch more countries. Still only on Android, I say, as an iPhone user who feels left out in this moment, even though iPhone users usually get most of the apps first and the updates first. So if you've got Android, might be worth checking out. Just another way to make great content. It obviously benefits YouTube to make it easier for people to make more shorts, especially. So if you do live streams, this is something that I'm kind of surprised we haven't had this for years on all of the platforms. But if you do live streams and you get a lot of live comments, occasionally you might get somebody who trolls you and is not doing good things. Well, now in the live chat, you can go in and there'll be three dots next to every comment, and you can learn more about the person and their history with your channel. So here's how it works. You click on that and it'll give you this information. It'll let you know, have they commented before? And I think the demo I saw, it'll even show you when they've commented previously, which is cool. And essentially, this lets you know, let's say there's a comment that's questionable. It lets you know, you can quickly see, has this person been in trouble for a while? Or did this person maybe just miss a social cue and say something that was offensive that they didn't mean it to be, or they made a mistake, or different things like that? So if you are managing, you know, or producing a live stream, just another tool to kind of be able to tell exactly what's going on with your people with a little bit more history. It'll show you if they've been like paused or banned or blocked or anything like that before. This only works on your channel, and it only works for the live chat. So not regular YouTube comments that show up under the regular YouTube videos or shorts. Okay. Now, if you run a channel that's monetized, you've probably seen the card that shows you kind of like how much you've made on the channel for the last 28 days, or the estimate. Well, now they're adding more to that part of analytics, where you'll be able to not only see that, but the top earning videos based on the YouTube Partner Program during that period, and the top earning videos by format. So you'd be able to see whether it was your podcast or your shorts or your lives, or actually, I don't know if podcast is in there yet, but shorts, lives, or videos on demand, VODs, the traditional YouTube videos are all in there. Now, if your videos get made into clips by other people, a couple of really cool updates for you here. This is like we were talking about at the beginning of the show about being able to turn music videos and remix them into other things. Well, now you can have a viewer clips library. So you know how you can customize your channel to show the videos that are certain playlists or certain topics or different things like that. So when somebody lands on your channel, you can organize the videos how you want. Now there is a new row or shelf, as YouTube calls them, where you can actually show all the viewer made clips right there on the page. So if you want to find that, go into YouTube Studio, click under customization settings, and you'll find a way that you can add that to your channel there. And also they're rolling this out where in your YouTube Studio, there's going to be a clips library page that shows all of the clips that have been made. And you can see this on YouTube Studio desktop right now, and it should be coming to mobile soon. Speaking of mobile, some new things that are in the YouTube mobile app, which are the YouTube Studio mobile app, or should be anyway. Finally, I didn't know we couldn't do this before, but now you can upload from the YouTube Studio app. Previously, we could only do that from the YouTube app itself. So if you manage your channel very actively on mobile, watching your analytics and all that, now that's one more thing that you can do there. You can set monetization, everything else right there in the YouTube Studio app. Also, there is a filter chip or a card, as we sometimes call it, for known issues, which will basically tell you if something's not right with your channel. It's only been available on desktop before. That's coming to Studio Mobile as well. So you can be aware of that. And you can control the notifications better that you get in Studio Mobile. So as marketers and content managers and social media managers, we all probably get way too many notifications, right? You know, when you first, especially if you first start managing a new page or anything like that. So now you can go in and you can filter what the notifications are going to be and only make sure that you're seeing the most important ones on mobile, which is really, really helpful. So last year, YouTube announced they were going kind of all in on podcasts. Here we go. And then kind of quiet for a while. When I heard there was going to be an update for YouTube podcasts, I got excited. It's not a huge update, but it's one that's good to be aware of. Now, if you add your podcast to YouTube, your audio podcast, using the RSS feed, which is something they added so that you can quickly do that if you're not recording a full video podcast, you're going to see the options to sort newest to oldest or oldest to newest. So you can do that. And then also podcasts that are native to YouTube have a couple of other search options as well. Most popular and default, which I assume default is based on each consumer's search history, what they're going to see at the top. Now, as marketers, I think the way that you can put this to use is, let's say you have a newer show or it's not as popular yet, so it doesn't come up quite as high in the search. Well, in that case, then you might basically ask your people to use some of these filters, whether it's going to be newest, oldest, oldest to newest, most popular or default, just to try and make, you know, find a way that maybe your podcast comes up a little bit higher in search. Okay. All right. Community posts. These for a long time were only available, I think, if you had 1,000 subscribers, then they lowered to 500. And then sometime last year, anybody can have community posts activated on their channel. And if you're not familiar, it's pretty much like a Facebook feed. You can post videos and images and polls and different things like that. It's the closest thing to what we have on some of the other social networks. And it is a really great way to get people engaged when you post really engaging content. But if you're already posting YouTube videos on demand, the long videos and shorts, and maybe you're doing lives and maybe a podcast, it's like, oh, one more thing. But YouTube keeps leaning into this more and more and more. And that's always a good signal that it might be worth checking out, even if you were just repurposing something you were posting for your brand on another of the channels. So the latest thing is now, as a consumer is scrolling through the home feed on YouTube, which is a mixture of videos and community posts and things like that, underneath some of the community posts, it'll say view all posts, and that'll bring up a feed of just those posts. So I played with it the other day. I kind of liked it as a consumer because sometimes I'm somewhere where I want to browse YouTube, but I don't have headphones. I can't watch a video necessarily. Or even if I was going to use captions, I don't have 18 minutes to watch a video if it was a longer one. So this is kind of a cool option. It is still very, it's coming. It's going to be here. It's not, I don't know if everybody has it yet. So it's not something that they're just testing, but it's still definitely, I'd say, in the testing phase, because I clicked view all posts and scrolled that for a while. Then I clicked back to go to the main home feed. And then I couldn't find that button again. But it is there. And I just think as marketers, we can use that as a signal that YouTube is really leaning further into community posts. These are not going anywhere anytime soon. And then a couple of tests that we should be aware of as marketers. They are testing different layouts to the desktop watch experience. So when people are watching on our computers, which hasn't really changed much in I don't know how many years, they're just testing it with a small group of users. If you're in the experiment, you might notice that the position of features like comments or the video description or recommended videos may have moved around. Just know if you see it and you hate it, they're just testing right now. Doesn't mean that it's permanent. And it's very likely that you are one of the few people that's actually seeing it. Other people aren't seeing that yet. And then one other test. In the coming weeks, YouTube is conducting an experiment to make it users to find all of their subscribed content in one place. So we talked about, and we've heard this a lot the last couple of years, like, do subscribers even matter anymore? The algorithm is better at showing people the content that they want, whether they're subscribed or not. Shorts gives channels the ability to reach people that aren't subscribed anyway, even if they don't search for a certain topic. And so, you know, are they just social proof now? Well, this says to me that YouTube is saying, no, this subscribers absolutely still matter. So essentially what they're doing is if somebody is in this experiment, they will have a new filter that's basically filtered by channel in their subscription tab, which will make it easier for them to get their content from the channels they're subscribed to, any channels that they have memberships with, or primetime channels. So again, that's just another thing that's being tested. Most of us probably won't see anything with that at this moment, but I still take that as a pretty strong signal that subscribers absolutely are still a really strong indicator, and we should still be encouraging our people to subscribe. So, all right, quick reminder, grow your business even bigger this year with a community of experts and fellow marketers in the Social Media Marketing Society. Just go to socialmediasociety.info. Again, socialmediasociety.info. You can sign up now and get access to some amazing trainings right away. And if you want to add another podcast to your listening lineup, in addition to this one, feel free to check out the Social Media Marketing Podcast, as well as the Marketing Agency Show, specifically for people who work at agencies or own agencies. All right. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
If you're like so many fellow marketers and creators and entrepreneurs, you're probably wondering, how do I put AI to work? Well, be sure to listen to the AI Explored podcast, a new show from Social Media Examiner, hosted by yours truly, Michael Stelzner. Again, check out the AI Explored podcast.